After mostly clear skies and mild weather this spring and summer, operations are looking up at the Trail Regional Airport, YZZ. Airport Manager Enrico Morel presented his mid-year update to Trail Council at the July 21st Committee of the Whole meeting, highlighting steady growth, long-term planning efforts, and new infrastructure developments. He started with the welcome news that passenger numbers are trending upward. Morel reported that 2,072 passengers used the airport in June, a year-over-year increase of 442 from June 2024. There were just three flight cancellations that month, one scheduled, one last-minute maintenance issue, and one weather-related. Post-meeting, CAUN, Paul Butler, alternate chair of the Airport Advisory Committee, said that activity at the airport has remained consistently high in recent months. He noted that recent traffic counts are among the highest seen since COVID-19 travel restrictions were lifted in October 2022. Which is quite encouraging, he said. Butler also shared that discussions are ongoing with Pacific Coastal Airlines about potentially beta testing new routes in spring 2026. They have recently added a new route between Vancouver and Quesnel, and we congratulate them on that new service putting a 19th destination dot on the BC map from YZZ. While traffic is increasing, a hoped-for grant to fund a new airport master plan was not secured. The airport's application for $35,000 through the 2025-2026 BC Air Access Program was not among those selected. Over 50 airports applied, but only 16 of those were successful in sharing $6.2 million in available funding. Morel said the plan is to reapply when the next intake window opens later this year. In the meantime, the cost of a new plan is being factored into Trail's 2026 budget in case the next application is also unsuccessful. CAUN, Thea Hansen, committee chair, told the Trail Times that the strategic plan currently guiding airport development is close to a decade old and will be updated to reflect the current state of operations and new goals. Capital improvements to the air terminal and the airport property are always under review and discussion, she said, adding that lengthening the runway remains a top priority. Looking ahead to next year, the City and Airport Committee are planning a celebration to mark Pacific Coastal's 20th year of service to Trail. There are a few ideas currently being explored as to how that significant milestone will be recognized, Hansen said. With those long-term priorities in mind, airport staff continues to move forward on present-day initiatives. Earlier this summer, a Google 360-degree virtual tour of accessible areas at YZZ was completed as part of a regional tourism project supported by Kootenay Rockies Tourism and Spinal Cord Injury BC. The virtual tour is live on Google Maps and Hello BC, and can be embedded in the airport's or city's digital platforms. Morel said YZZ will also be featured on the Kootenay Rockies Tourism website as a highlighted inclusive space. Morel also reported that the airport recently submitted its greenhouse gas data to Deloitte, as part of a province-wide study led by the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure. Deloitte describes itself as a global professional services network providing audit and assurance, consulting, financial advisory, and related services. According to a quick internet search, airports gather greenhouse gas data through a combination of monitoring, data collection, and calculation methods, often using specialized tools and following specific protocols. The data from YZZ will be used by the province to build a baseline of emissions from airports across BC, inform future decarbonization strategies, and support access to relevant funding. Trail will receive a custom report outlining its emissions profile and opportunities for reductions, a step Morel said is important toward future planning.